Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080. Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. A-Vision Glass text machine is 772-774-5254. We are now happy to be joined on the phone from Kentucky's own Boyle County. Kicker Jackson Smith is joining us. And for folks who don't know, Jackson is the number one rated kicker and punter in the entire country, according to ProKicker.com, right here in this state. Jackson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Well, I know we're going to talk about your decision here in just a second, but when you found out you were the number one rated kicker in the country, that had to be fairly exciting for you, I would have to think.
Yes, sir, it was. Very lucky.
Yes. Well, now it's time for you to make your college decision. First of all, tell people the schools that you were looking into.
So I've talked to schools like Princeton, Florida, Ohio State, Louisville, Oregon State, some other Ivy League schools, and you know, just a different mixture of schools.
And where will you be going to take your kicking talents?
Well, I'm excited to say I want to be a Wildcat.
Yes. All right. Well, congratulations. Jackson will be headed to Kentucky. Have you talked with the coaches? Are you going to be a kicker or a punter? I know you do both extremely well. What have they said is likely your role in Lexington?
So the way the roster works out, I still have one more year of high school, but after that, Chance will have one more year, and you know, Ruffalo will be kicking this year, and so I'll should have the opportunity to kick the first 2 years. And then after that, Wilson Berry he'll have like two more years. So I might have a couple years at the end to punt as well. It just depends on how, you know, it all works out.
All right. Well, that's awesome. So tell me why you ended up picking Kentucky.
Coach Stoops and his staff are building something, you know, very special. I think UK is going to be really, really good these next 2 years. And it's a great opportunity. And I just don't want to wait any longer.
Well, I totally can understand. Wasn't your dad was your dad a punter at UK, or am I wrong about that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he punted in 98, 99.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, obviously you've seen what they've built. You know, it is rare, not rare, but not all schools actually give scholarships for kickers. You are going to have a scholarship at UK. I think that showcases just how much Mark Stoops and the staff really prioritized you. Did they make you feel that way during the recruitment?
Yes, sir, for sure. So for a kicker and punter, you're right. It is different because, you know, they only offer a kicker or punter every 4 years. So there's not very many scholarship opportunities that, you know, each school has.
Well, I've actually seen you kick, and, you know, Ryan, he could almost kick the ball over the mountain when I've seen it. I mean, like, the kid's got a crazy powerful leg. I was at one of your games, and I wish you nothing but success. And one question before I let you go. How nervous is it when you're standing there with a kick that's a big-time kick in a game that could decide it or not? I've always thought that has to be the most nerve-wracking, you know, moment in sports. Is that true?
It can be, but I mean, once you're out there, everything goes quiet. You know, that's just when it goes back to how much work you put in the off season, and you know, how much you prepared for that moment.
Well, Jackson, I wish you nothing but success. We'll probably end up at one of your games this year to watch you with the KSR game of the day, and hopefully we can talk to you then. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jackson Smith. You know, Ryan, I can tell you this was a kid. I mean, people, you know, when it's people with kickers, sometimes they don't necessarily think, well, that's not the same as the others. I can tell you this was a kid this staff has wanted since he was in eighth grade. And being able to pull that off and make you feel like, okay, now we have our kicker for the next 4 years, that's huge.
Yeah, people have been talking about this guy since he was in middle school. And his dad, Andy Smith, and when he mentioned he punted at UK, I think he was even like all SEC when he was at Kentucky, when Tim Couch was a good quarterback. So it's a legacy recruit. I think people are going to love it. In fact, he's kind of a local kid. People are going to love it. So good get today for UK football.
Yes, it is. And he's right. The way it works, you know, if a school has a kicker, they don't try to go get one. So it is very hard for kickers to get a scholarship. Every year there's probably only 25 kids that get kicking scholarships around the country and probably only 12 or 14 that'll get power five. So, I mean, and this kid, Ryan, ranked number one in the country.
Yeah. Well, Kentucky has struck gold with their punters the last couple of years. We had some really good kickers, even though we had some issues very recently. But this guy's legit. You know, you'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. So there you go. Kentucky gets their kicker, hopefully, for the next. Now you don't even have to think about that position for the next four to 5 years. So 502-571-1080, congrats to him. And I expect that over the next couple weeks, we might have another couple of announcements right here on this show.
Really?
And by the way, let me say something real quick. Shannon, I got to get on a little mini rant here.
Okay.
I've seen a lot, especially on – so we talked about, there's a message board where all the old Kentucky fans, like some of the old angry ones, get. Right. They congregate. I had a kid come up to me at the bar yesterday, and he was so nice, such a nice kid. He came up to me and he was like, you know, he's a huge fan, and we were talking. He's from out in the western part of the state, and he said, you know, Matt, I try to take up for you on the message boards. People are mean to you, and this was like a kid, Shannon.
Yeah,
you know, this was a kid. And I was like, you know, that's really nice. Thank you. And he goes, I just hate what they say. And, of course, that led me to go look and see what they say.
What do they say? Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, because if he's apologizing for it. And it is amazing to me, Ryan. And it's a small group of people. Because I look at the usernames of it's the same 20 people. 15 people, maybe.
Yep, with burner accounts and everything else, man.
They always complain about this show constantly. Constantly, like, we are the worst things on the planet. And they'll say, you know, Matt Jones, he doesn't know anything, he doesn't have any sources, blah, blah, blah. Just for the record, there, you might notice, how many commitments have we had on this show over the last few weeks?
A lot.
Do you think that, like, we didn't know they were happening as we schedule them? It's just sometimes we know stuff, and for the kids, they want to have a moment to talk to the state, and that's why we don't say it. But do you think they just magically, Shannon, fall out of the sky?
No, I'm sure you knew about this for weeks, but you want to let them have their moment. But
sometimes they want to have it on a certain day or whatever, and we're good with all that. So, like, you know, I will say, when it comes to basketball, it's harder because that staff is a lot tighter-lipped. But it is amazing to me how people get so – I'm not going to use the phrase. There's a phrase about us. Like, if you don't like us, just don't pay any attention.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't like. You know what I do? Ignore it. Don't talk about it. Don't waste my energy on it.
Exactly. Like, just don't pay us any attention. I mean, I felt bad. This was a kid who felt like he had to take up for us. And I said, look, don't worry about it. First of all, you couldn't be kinder for doing it. Don't worry about it. They're old, angry men sitting there in their basements with their shirts off trying to get excitement about something. And the thing that makes them excited is talking trash about me and Ryan Lemon. For some reason, they never say anything bad about Shane. It's always me and you, right?
You two are the instigators, maybe. I don't know.
Those people that get on these message boards and say they hate us, they're listening right now. They listen every day.
And you people that do that, you are the worst, just so you know. I just want you to look in the mirror every day and just go, you know what? I am the worst. And then just leave it after that. 502-571-1080. At KY Sports Radio. I meant to ask you, Shannon, Aaron Rodgers has been hosting Jeopardy this week.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Do you think he does a good job?
I think he does a good job. I think he's a little bit too monotone. But other than that, I think he actually does a good job.
There, he says he would like to do it and be a quarterback at the same time.
You could do that theoretically, right? They tape all those episodes ahead of time.
Do you think, though, Packers fans would like that? Because every time he had a bad game, people would be like, if you weren't spending all that time doing Jeopardy.
Yeah. No, I could definitely see that. I mean, maybe once he retires, though, but at that point, the job won't be open.
Yeah, I mean, see, I mean, like, but I haven't watched it. Who all has hosted? I know Katie Couric did it. Who else has done it?
Ken Jennings.
They
had the guy who was the producer. I don't know his name right
off the top of
head.
Didn't they have Dr. Oz?
I didn't. They may have. I didn't see it if he was, though.
I don't know anything about Dr. Oz, Ryan, except my grandma used to always quote Dr. Oz. And she would quote him for things that I don't know if he said them or not, but I always be like, "Don't no, turtles can't fly now, Granny." Like, just because Dr. Oz said it. So I'm prone to not like him. But who do you think should have the job? I feel like Aaron Rodgers is not the person.
No.
Ken Jennings got high praise, I think, when he did it.
Yeah, I think he's the guy that would probably be their first choice.
Seems like he makes the most sense because don't you feel like you want the person that is asking the questions? Don't you want to feel like they know the answers?
Mm-hmm. And with Ken Jennings, he does know the answers.
Exactly. Like Trebek, I don't know if he knew him or not, but he always acted like he did, right?
Yeah, they're right there on his screen. Of course he knows all the answers.
Because, like, I don't feel like Aaron Rodgers knows all the answers.
No, probably not. I think he could do good on that show as a contestant, but nothing.
You think so?
Nonetheless, yeah.
Well, he won, like, Celebrity Jeopardy, but Celebrity Jeopardy, they're just asking you, like, how many toes do you have? Like, they're not asking hard questions on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Right. But I don't think, to answer your question, I don't think he did a bad job, and I like that contestant took a shot at him in Final Jeopardy.
I thought that was
who
really
wanted
good.
To kick that field goal, taking that shot at him.
I think they should only have NFL players host it from now on. Wouldn't you like to just see Mitch Trubisky up there, like, going, I don't know what this word is, like, while he's reading it?
There'd be a few that I'd like to see hosted. Let's go to Dwayne.
Dwayne, what's up, Dwayne?
Hey, Matt. I just wanted to call and ask Ryan a question from yesterday. I was listening on the podcast. Ryan, you said it doesn't matter to you if they wanted to come in your house because you're not hiding anything. Well, if they came to your house and, like, three cops and, like, we're coming in to look, but then one of them said, we're with the vehicle enforcement and we want to plug this computer into your car and check out if you've been speeding or anything, would you still be okay with it?
I don't think I would like that little scenario right there, plugging something into my car.
But he makes a very good point, which is if you're just like, come into my thing, you're going to get caught with stuff. I guarantee you there is something in your house that would prove you've done something illegal. Now, it might not be serious. It might be something very unserious. But like, we all have done something illegal, even if it's just speeding, right?
I know. I just love all these scenarios people come up with. But if a police officer went into a house and they saw, like, the scenario I said yesterday, a woman chained to the bed, they can't ignore that.
Well, I don't think they're
just
going to
leave
her chained.
Scenarios.
He acts like they're just going to leave her chained to the bed. That's not the question.
Well, that's what
is,
everybody keeps saying. These scenarios they're throwing to me.
Did anyone say that she would stay chained to the bed?
No.
Did any human being? Well, you weren't even here yesterday. Well,
I was listening, and I was fascinated by listening to the conversation yesterday. It's not a black and white issue, though.
And that's why it's in the Supreme Court.
Right.
And that's why the Supreme Court's having a hard time with it.
Well, I don't think anybody said they were having a hard time. They're just
why does it make it sound like my stance is so ridiculous?
Because you were taking the extreme of they should be able to do whatever they want.
You were taking everybody was taking the extreme at me. So why can't I take the extreme back?
Getting so worked up here, Shane. Did you have a whole day yesterday of people coming at you, Ryan?
It's about 50-50, probably.
There were people 50-50. Taking up for your position.
Oh yeah,
who
definitely? You mean to read them to you?
How many?
Yes,
I
do, and I want you.
All right.
You know what,
Shannon?
Hang on. I want him to read them and cite the username because I got to see who these people are.
At Bob654392.
That's exactly right. It was the dude I met at Keeneland yesterday in his truck.
All right, go ahead.
Read me one, Ryan.
Hang on, I got to find it.
Let him gather his thoughts.
50-50, it should be easy to find, Shannon, right?
He's looking. Let him find it here.
All right, let's see if we can find one. I'll wait.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. What do you got?
Still waiting.
You got to talk. It's radio here, Ryan.
I know, but I got to read these.
I'll tell you what. I'll do an ad, and we'll see if he has one at the end of it, Shannon.
Okay.
I'm going to bet that he doesn't, actually, but we'll see. We'll see if he has one. Let's do this. Do you smoke marijuana, Ryan Shannon?
I don't know why you keep asking me that. I'm not going to give you an answer.
If you are between the ages of 18 and 50 and you currently use marijuana to get high, you may qualify for a paid research study at the University of Kentucky. The University of Kentucky College of Medicine is examining the effects of vaporized marijuana and intranasal opioids. Participation requires screening visits and a four-week stay at the UK hospital. But you get paid for your time. So if you're somebody that has marijuana use and would like to get paid for your time, go on Facebook to Big Blue Research or call 866-933-4UKY. That's 866-933-4UKY. I had somebody who wrote me on the text machine last night, Shannon, said, "You're getting me paid for smoking weed. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me on KSR."
I mean, that is a dream job.
That's exactly what they wrote. Yeah. And I don't know if that's positive or not, but that's what they said. All right, we'll see if Ryan has anyone that's taken up for him when we return.
I got one.
He's got one.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
You're listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Great tradition we have here.
Yep.
Celebrating all football commitments with Leanne Rimes. Goes all the way back to Patrick Patterson.
I like traditions.
Might be the one thread that connects all the radio I've ever done. People come and go, but Leanne Rimes will be here with me forever.
That's right. Always going to be there for you.
I want you to go real quick, Shannon, to Chris Stapleton's Twitter account, at Chris Stapleton. And the reason I want to say this is really weird. I'm not going to lie to you. 13 minutes ago, Chris Stapleton just tweeted out that he is now teaming up with Ram Trucks to tell the story of what it means to be a Ram. Now think about that. We just talked about Bobby skipping us for Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
And we just talked about big old pickup trucks. And the two of them come together the next hour?
That's really strange.
Isn't that weird, Ryan?
That's the universe all coming together for us.
I mean, that's not a KSR curse, but it is sort of a strange connection.
But, I mean, those are two very random things. We don't talk about Chris Stapleton every day, and we never talk about trucks. And then they would make that announcement during the next hour?
Those people who believe if you say it and put it out in the universe, it'll happen. I think we just did that.
I feel like that's at least a little strange. It's not proof of alien life like Shannon wants.
Close.
But it's something. All right, Ryan, read the Twitter comments that were on your side.
At Ryan Lemon.
No, that's you. Who? What's the name of the people that say it?
His name is Josh, and his avi is a picture of Aaron Rodgers, actually.
But what's his account? At what?
WildcatK_23.
All right, I'm going to look at
two numbers.
Guy. All right, go ahead. Two's okay. Yeah. We can have two. Yeah. All right, Wildcat K underscore?
Yes.
90,
Wildcat 9, K underscore 23.
23. All right, go ahead.
I agree with you. The notion of protecting criminals to protect law-abiding citizens is absurd. Law-abiding citizens don't have stuff to hide. It's also worth noting the cops still have to call and knock before entering the home.
That's not true either, not necessarily. I mean, he just said that. That doesn't necessarily make it true. But the sentence, and I said this the other day, the notion of protecting criminals to protect law-abiding citizens is absurd. Your sentence is absurd. The reason people have protections is because some criminal had to go to court to get you those protections. I hope people realize that. Because the only reason these things ever come up in court is because somebody got charged with a crime. So, when the Supreme Court says the police can't do this, they did it in the context of a crime. If they didn't, you wouldn't have any of these protections. Just so you know. Same thing, by the way, for you Second Amendment folks that love it. Every single time the Second Amendment is expanded or is like the rules are told, it's in the context of somebody, of some criminal getting charged with a gun crime. Just so you know.
So there's
Ryan,
one.
What are your other ones?
The other ones were, I think, were all text messages that I've deleted. I delete text messages.
Oh, so he just happened to have deleted them.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Shannon, he deleted them.
Yeah.
By the way, it was not 50-50, Shannon.
So you got one.
So he had Josh. So it's Ryan and Josh Wildcat K4023 versus the world.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Who's next?
Let's go to Creek.
Creek, how are you, Creek?
Hello, I wanted to know about when the logos are going to be announced for the winner.
Uh-oh. It's going to become the new Wendy's gift card.
Here we go. Creek, how old are you?
7.5.
Did you submit one, Creek?
Yes.
Okay. You gave me the kick in the butt I needed. I only have like 30 left, and I meant to do those a couple nights ago, and I didn't. On Monday, that bracket will be released, and if it's not, Creek, you can call and yell at me, okay?
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Creek, where do you live?
Owensboro.
All right, Creek, I promise you by Monday, and if not, we'll get Shannon to put you through, and you can just start telling me, you can give me the heretofore, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, Creek.
That's what it took right there.
It did.
A call from a 7-year-old.
It takes a kid or an old lady. That's what gets me going.
Yeah.
Thank you, Creek. Who's next?
Let's go to Kevin.
Do I have time for Kevin?
Yeah, quickly.
Kevin, is this Mike? Kevin,
yes.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy, what's going on?
Can you hold through the break? I've got a long I should have done this in a minute. Is that all right?
Yeah, buddy, I'll be here.
All right, 502-571-1080. Text machine is 772-774-5254. Oh, by the way, one more thing. Keontae Goodwin has announced he will announce his decision, Ryan, at the end of next week.
That's that monster dude. Yeah, he's
being
huge.
Recruited by Ohio State, Alabama, Michigan, everybody, the offensive lineman, going to decide at the end of next week. We'll take a break. Be right back. Ed,
welcome to my Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. I don't understand people. Like, my friend Jeff Schwartz even sent a thing that was like, congrats, Matt, you got a kicker. You need a kick. You know how many games you lose because of kickers? We lost a game last year because of kicking.
Stoops may be still here because of a kicker.
No, that's right. No doubt.
Yeah. Yep.
Stoops probably is fired if not for Austin McGinnis. It's just a reality. I think that's probably true. And we lost the Ole Miss game last year, didn't we, because of a kicker.
Kicker. They can flip the field and help your offense so much. They're so valuable to have a good punter and a good kicker.
I know that football guys are always like, oh, kickers. But kickers are huge. And when you take it for granted when you have one. But, Ryan, when you don't have one, that's when you feel it, you know?
Oh, it's glaringly obvious when you don't have a good kicker. It can hurt you so bad.
So I think getting the kicker – here's the thing I would say. These other dudes, every other recruit they get, you know, Ryan, they might make a difference, right? Your kicking recruit is definitely going to make a difference, no matter what. Like, if you recruit a linebacker and he ends up not being very good, you got other linebackers. If you recruit a quarterback and he's not very good, he might never play. But your kicker's playing, so he better be good.
And this guy's good. He's legit good.
Yes. 502-571-1080. One person writes, Matt, I've been listening to the show for about a year and a half. It's the third time I've heard you say something about the KAs. What did they do to you?
Is that the third time? Oh,
I don't know. Is that the third time? No, it's nothing. I'm just when I was at Trancy, that group kind of embodied what I was talking about, and that's the reason I brought it up. I have nothing against them. There's a lot of people in Lexington that are in positions of like leadership were KAs. It's a very popular organization. But
a guy sent me the actual sing song thing that they do.
Oh, you did? He did.
So what is it?
wheat, barley, alfalfa, give them hell, Kappa Alpha. Wheat, barley, hay, give them hell, K-A.
Right? That's right. I knew it. I like how you say it, too. Give them hell, Kappa Alpha. It sounds like a computer, didn't he, Shannon?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they would chant it and, you know, ah!
That's how intimidating. Yeah.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. The Reds, 11-4 winners yesterday. They are now 5-1, sole possession of first place. Most runs scored by the Reds to start a year in the history of the organization, like the fourth most runs to start in the first six games in the history of baseball. I mean, I feel like they're the best team ever. And it looks like, I mean, I'm all in. They're 5-1, Ryan.
Usually, you know, if the Reds have good bats, they have poor pitching. Or they have really good, you know, really good pitching and no bats. So is this the year they've got good bats and no pitching?
So last year, they had, I didn't know this till the start of this season, but you guys can help me with this. Batting average when you put the ball in play. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when the ball gets in play, your batting average, the Reds had the lowest batting average of balls in play in the history of Major League Baseball last year.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
And
my
there
goodness.
Are people that say that there's an element, Ryan, of luck to that, right?
Yeah, it is.
Because this is after you've already hit the ball.
Yeah, you could hit a BB, but it'd be right at somebody.
And so so there were some Reds people going in the year saying they're going to be a lot better this year because it's going to even out. That bad luck they had last year is going to even out. Now, I have no idea if that's true, but teams don't just go from not able to hit at all to scoring the most runs ever. So the truth's probably somewhere in the middle, Ryan, but maybe this is, like last year they were just bad luck. They would hit the ball and that people would be where they were. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, this year they're hitting get balls that find the gap, or maybe they shank one, it just happens to drop in, whereas last year they were hitting everything right at people.
And, you know,
I think baseball does balance out.
Or maybe it could be the fact that, you know, three of their five wins
are against the Pirates.
The Pirates, arguably the worst
team in baseball.
Yeah, the
Pirates
are bad. Right.
But I will tell you, the game I went to, they had a lot of bloop singles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and so they're not going to be this great the whole year. But it's nice that they started well, right? Isn't it? Doesn't that make everyone happy?
Makes you happy,
Gives you a couple days of enjoyment before they fall apart.
Well, if it makes me happy, then that's ultimately what we're trying to accomplish, right?
I think that's the point of the show. Yeah.
Well, they now have a road stand. Like, they go out west. So I think they play the Diamondbacks and somebody else. So it'll be like another week or so before they're back.
I got you.
So it'll be a little while. Who's next?
Kevin's still on.
Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
First of all, Matt Jones, when you going to learn how to fight, brother? Or not even really fight. Just learn how to throw you a punch. That's all you got to do. 90% of the time, that's all you got to do is run up on them like Vinny did. And my cousin Vinny, don't say a word. Run up on them. Jaw them in the melon one good time and then just walk away.
Yeah.
That's
Kevin,
all you got to do.
I'm 40. I'm over 40 years
old. I am too. I am 45.
But you have to understand, I don't think that America or Kentucky will look kindly on me punching someone in the face. I don't think it'll go well for me. So I feel like it's probably just better for me to let it go.
Matt Jones, you don't know where you stand until you know you don't run away, buddy. But anyway, I hope his kicker works.
I don't run away. I just get Perrin to do it, or Shannon, or something.
I'm just trying to encourage you to stick up for yourself, brother. That's all.
Well, thank you.
And that's all I got today. Y'all have a great day.
I just want to tell you, you got to learn how to fight. I like that call.
Yeah.
That should be the Kentucky Branded call of the day.
How many fights, Ryan, have you been in your life? And that's fine. That's KentuckyBranded.com fight of the day. Go to KentuckyBranded.com. You get your KSR gear. You get your UK gear. And soon, Shannon, you'll be able to get your OVW gear at KentuckyBranded.com as well. But go ahead. Ryan, how many fights you been in?
I'd say maybe five or six when I was a kid. I haven't punched anybody since my senior year of high school.
Ooh, fuck! I need to hear about that story.
Yeah, well, you know, I've never been punched. Knock on wood.
Never been punched.
Never been punched. I pushed someone in the face one time, and they know who they are.
You pie faced them.
Yeah, they know who they are. It was at College Game Day when Kentucky and Florida. You remember that?
Yeah.
And I pushed someone in the face. That's the closest I've ever come to throwing a punch.
How long ago was that?
And I'm friends with that person now. I wasn't then, but we've become friends. And he always knows I have one over on him.
That story, you were about to fight Michael Bradley.
At Penn Station?
Yeah, Penn Station.
That was there. He almost would have felt my wrath. Shannon, how many fights have you been in?
Just a very, very small amount, and probably all when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good. I don't think I had any in high school.
Yeah. Well, we're grown-ups. The girls' Sweet 16 started, Ryan.
Yeah.
Sacred Heart won. Marshall? Did Marshall County win?
They played today.
So Anderson County won.
Yeah.
Franklin County won.
Yes.
Sacred Heart, who was the other one?
Somebody beat Bishop Brossard.
Yeah, I don't know who the other one
was. I can't think who it is.
Somebody else won. So it got started. We have a lot of the teams coming in so far. The team, Anderson County, came in and they win. Marshall County plays today. And we're showing the girls' games there at KS Bar. We had a bunch of people come see them yesterday. So if you're in town, come ahead and watch the girls' Sweet 16.
Bowling Green beat Bishop Brossard.
Okay, there you go.
There's a few more fights too. I just remembered there was Tyler Matrix, Tony Vanetti.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a few other ones that I left off from my adult life.
Yes, I got something. I got something ready for you coming soon.
I don't like the sound of that.
Just so you know. You know, those of us in OVW management have a plan for Shannon the Dude, and I'm going to get great glee out of it. Who's next?
Let's go to Bill.
Bill, how are you, Bill?
Morning. While ago, you were talking about the difference between the mountains and the western part of the state.
Yes.
I'm from Owensboro.
Okay.
And several years ago, I had to go to Hyden and spend a week at the hospital there working.
Okay.
And in the morning, we got up, went to Druthers, which was downtown Hyden.
Yeah.
Love Druthers.
Good Druthers. So
we walked in our suit and tie, and the place went dead. Nobody said a word for the whole 15 or 20 minutes we were in there. So I asked
them. They were probably worried you were like FBI or something in there.
That's what the people at the hospital said. They said, hell, I thought you were somebody. And they also told me, because I had to visit the outlying clinics, they said, don't be in there after dark.
Yeah, I don't buy that. There's the one thing I would say, I mean, like, I wouldn't go up on somebody's property after dark. But, like, I don't want people to think that, like, it's scary. Like, I always say to Ricky Jones, oh, I wouldn't go to Eastern Kentucky. I'm like, if I, you'd be fine. Like, people in Eastern Kentucky are the friendliest people in the world. Now, I mean, I wouldn't drive up on somebody's, like, rural property. I wouldn't do that, much less you. Like, I wouldn't do it now. Like, you don't want to do that at night. But if you were just driving road or something, you'd be fine.
Well, probably this was over 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And on the third day we went into Druthers, everybody knew us.
Well, see, and were they friendly to you?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was friendly the whole time. What that girl meant when she told me, said, if you leave that clinic, leave before dark, because no telling where you liable to end up. I didn't know my way around.
Well, yeah, that's true. You didn't have Google Maps back then, so that's probably true. All right, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All righty.
Hyden is where mine disaster.
Yeah, that's a great chapter in your book. Actually, it's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, I really encourage people to go visit that, especially if you have any connection to coal mine. It's a very powerful place up now. You need directions. It ain't easy to find because it's like off these side roads and there's not really a sign and the Google Maps stops working, but it's a very powerful thing up in the hills of right outside of Hyden that I would highly recommend. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
My buddy drove the car and those big coal trucks shook us up as we drove on into Hyden in the early.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio
1080. Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. This is the song, Ryan, about the mine thing we talked about.
Yeah, you played it for it before.
Yeah, very nice, sad song, but also very nice. Very descriptive of the area, which is what I like about it. This segment is sponsored by Trusted Choice. Your independent insurance agent is just a click away. Go to trustedchoice.com and get big insurance coverage for the right price. Decision-making is a challenge when it comes to insurance, so why not get somebody to help you that's not like not connected to any of these places? Just get you what's best. Go to TrustedChoice.com. Compare your options and find what's best for you. Don't buy the first product you see online. Get someone who's compared it all to figure out what you need. An independent agent assisting with your claims, and get a customized plan at a low rate. That's at TrustedChoice.com. Couple things. Over the last year, one of the things this state has got to fix is the unemployment system. Now, some of it was kind of, it's an old system that was screwed up to begin with. A couple years ago, the legislature said they were going to fund it to improve it. They didn't. And then all of a sudden we got hit with all the COVID stuff, and it just didn't get fixed. And why it didn't, there's a lot of people that take some blame on it. But regardless, for those of you that still need your unemployment, you still need it. And I'm glad to see that they have just done, they are opening 15 branch offices for people who have issues with their unemployment, either current or past. And they also have a hotline that folks can call. Now, the hotline, I know people have been trying to call, and it just hasn't worked. And so I totally get if you're like, you know, the hotline doesn't work. But you can go to kcc.ky.gov, kcc.ky.gov, and set up an appointment at one of these 15 branch offices. And there are literally offices at every end of the state. But kcc.ky.gov, you know, some of you have still been writing me, and there's really nothing I can do at this point. So kcc.ky.gov. I'm glad to see they're finally trying to find a way to fix it, because it has been, Ryan, an issue really since the beginning of COVID.
Man, those images last year where people were unemployed, standing in that line for 6-8 hours because we've had this such antiquated system, it's good news that they're going to do some changes and make it better.
Yeah. So Shannon and I will be at KS Bar Saturday night for WrestleMania. If you are a wrestling fan and would like to watch WrestleMania with me and Shannon, you're more than welcome. We're just going to do Saturday, because Sunday I'm not going to be able to be there. But we will do Saturday. And Shannon, you looking forward to coming down? And I'm excited just to hang out with you.
Yeah.
I never get to hang out with you because you're so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Hope everybody will come out and join us. Should be a good night.
Yeah. I have decided, Shannon, see if you like this. Ryan, I know you're going to like this.
I'm ready.
I'm getting three of our most sort of flamboyant wrestlers, and we're taking them to Keeneland.
Are they going to walk around in their Speedos too?
Not in their. Okay, don't get too excited. We're talking about we're just like, but they're going to be dressed as wrestlers in a way that's still appropriate, right?
Okay.
So Luscious Lawrence, Shannon, Mr. Pectacular,
mm-hmm.
and AJZ are going to go to Keeneland carrying the belt too.
I love it. I'm hoping that Luscious Lawrence will have some sort of leopard print suit.
No, he's going to wear his leopard print suit with the sunglasses.
Fanny pack.
Oh, my goodness.
The theory, Ryan, is this will be good advertising, right?
Oh, yeah. Because
people will see these dudes and be like, who are those dudes, you know?
Yeah. You guys are a walking billboard going through Canada.
And I bet people will recognize Pectacular Shannon from Big Brother, right?
Yeah, he's a worldwide superstar. So, yeah.
So anyway, probably not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, Ryan, I'm taking the circus to Keeneland.
You know, I don't know if there's a lot of Keeneland regulars that are going to be wrestling fans, but
First of all, Shannon, tell him everybody can be a fan.
Anybody,
right?
That's right. Anybody can be a wrestling fan.
Listen to
fan.
Him trying to poo-poo my.
No, I think it's a great idea to mix the two together. The wrestling crowd with the hoity-toity Keeneland crowd.
That's right. And if they don't like it, well, there you go. Who's up next?
Jerry.
Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Matt. Back to the thing about Tiger Woods' wreck and him not getting a citation. They said in the press conference yesterday it's true. In California, in order to give somebody a citation for something like speeding or reckless driving, the police officer has to see it. And all that was, and all about him speeding was from the black box.
You know, that makes total sense. So he won't be charged again. Look, a dude that gets that hurt, if he doesn't hit anybody else, then I totally think letting it go is okay.
Well, I agree with that, but I just think that people are trying to create something out of nothing about him not getting signed. It's just that they can't do it. And on to Ryan, so we all know that the cops are coming this summer for the noise or for the dog. So when they come,
that's a great point.
If they see something, is he going to be happy with that?
That's a really good point, and I appreciate the call. If you get a noise complaint this summer, which you're going to get, Shannon, you know he's going to get one, right?
It's coming unless the old lady leaves first. But yeah,
he's getting it. Are you cool if the cops just walk in your house?
Look, they're going to knock on my door.
No, no, no. They're not going to say you all are out at the pool.
Yeah, they're going to knock on my door.
No, let's
and they're going to say we've had a noise complaint.
They don't have to knock on your door. They're just coming in, and they're saying, because for you don't have anything to hide. Are you cool with them just coming in your house?
They're going to knock on the door. They're going to say we've had a noise complaint. I say, I'm sorry, keep the noise down, and it'll be over. That does not.
But I'm saying to you now, you said it's cool. Like, if they're already there, right, Shannon, they might as well look around, right?
Yeah, might as well take a tour of the house, see what's in there.
Are you good with that?
They're going to see my Hey Mitch book, Mitch Please book on the
he already didn't know the name of it after all these years. So I'm just asking you, just for the record, if they want to come in, you're good with it.
I'm good with it.
Huh. All right. Who's next?
Bill.
Bill. What's up, Bill?
Good morning, guys.
I don't know if Amanda's going to be good with it, just for the record.
No,
I think Ryan has signed himself up for something that his wife will not agree to. But go ahead.
Yeah, I can probably agree with that. She won't be for that.
Go ahead.
You made your trip to Hyden, I think, a couple years too late, because when I think of Hyden, I'm from down in that area too. My dad used to take me to Hyden specifically to buy live bait from their live bait vending machine that they had there in downtown.
They have a live bait vending machine?
Yes. Yeah, like I said, I've not been back there. I moved to Mount Sterling a couple years ago, and I've not been back in a while.
So I mean, listen, I'm going to sound stupid. I'm going to sound really stupid, Shannon, because I'm sure it is normal.
Yeah.
But, like,
no,
it's not normal.
I don't think so.
How would that? All right, I'm sure this is going to be a stupid question, Shannon, but how do they stay alive in there?
That's probably cool, you know, like a cooler.
Huh.
Right? You know, if you get worms in there, you want to keep it nice and cool for the worms.
So what's in it? What's in the lie? Is it worms? Is that what it is?
Crickets, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it was different types of worms. You got nightcrawlers,
like
black worms, red worms.
Where in Hyden is it? Is it like just hanging out next to the McDonald's?
Yeah, so it's not there anymore, but it was literally, if you go downtown in Hyden, you would go through their main street, and there's like a right turn you can make at the red light, and it was right there on the corner. It was you couldn't have missed it.
I wish I had seen it. I did meet the mayor of Hyden. She was a really awesome woman. She was so excited about everything in life, and I liked her. That was my big memory. Anything else, sir?
Yeah. Just the last thing here. I wanted to thank you guys for doing this 90s country bracket. I'm a huge Kentucky fan, obviously, like everybody is listening to this. And for the first time in I'm 32, but I've been filling out a bracket for, you know, probably 20 years or longer. This is the first year I've never filled out a bracket, but I did print out the 90s country bracket, and I've got it filled all the way out to the championship.
Well, good. Well, I'm
marking my picks, so thank you.
I'm glad. Well, I appreciate the call. I meant to do more than one matchup today, but we got sort of distracted. We'll do more tomorrow with Drew and go from there, Ryan. When I was in Hyden, I did go in the courthouse. And there was a big sign over the water fountain that said, "Please do not spit tobacco in the water fountain."
only in
Eastern Kentucky. Which I liked, because Shannon, that means, of course, that had been an issue over the course of time.
Yeah, you know, somebody's done it.
That's right. Hey, listen, thank you folks very much for listening. Congrats to Jackson Smith on his commitment. And we'll see you tomorrow. We'll be at KS Bar tomorrow, the whole crew. This is Kentucky Sports Radio.